welcome to Kerberos Productions' intermittent podcast about our current works in progress, the video game biz in general, to anything that tickles our fancy in those spare moments between progressing and our work. Welcome to Curbstock. Hey everybody, it's Chris. Before we get started in this episode, I need to apologize to you, because, well, frankly, I'm to blame. The sound in this episode, once I got it into editing, well, I noticed, as you will shortly, sounds a little hot. And I don't mean hot. I mean, my ears, hot. Yeah. It looked okay when we were recording, but it's all kind of just blown out when we talk. I think it's, frankly, because Martin and I did the levels badly. Talk normal, blah, 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 blah. And then we talk 18 decibels louder. But anyhow, I tried to clean it up, minimize it as much as possible. It's a little off quality-wise, so I apologize. I'll do better next time. Anyhow, on with the episode. And I'm sorry. Hot.
Recording now. This is where we record.
Yeah.
See, I'm getting back into it.
Thank you. Everybody, welcome to Curbstop. I'm Chris Stewart, producer at Kerberos Productions, and I'm here with, as always, Martin Cyrillis, CEO.
Designated God.
Really?
Yeah, I think I'll go with that. Doesn't say that on my...
Your business card? No, yeah. It does not.
Well, we better get some better...
Oh, sorry. What I should tell you is I should look you in the eye and very earnestly say, yes. Yeah, it does. Yes, it totally does. Never look at your card.
Yes, Mr. Trump.
Never look at your card.
If you look at it,
fine.
The ink fades too much if you look at it. All right. I am the god.
All right, so we start usually with Kerberos News. Let's yes. Get that out of the way first.
And Kerberos News. Here's the time we tell you about Kerberos News.
You don't have to do those anymore, remember? I just cut them in now.
Yeah, you know, I think people deserve it live.
Also, you want to do it live?
I've also lost my upper register, you know, is that?
Yeah, what happened?
I don't know. I'm feeling a bit sick today.
Drinking? Smoking?
Whiskey. Whiskey voice.
By the time
Kerberos
this...
News.
By the time you start listening to this, we might as well tell people now. Grey Goop!
There's Goop of Grayness coming towards you, the fourth kaiju monster.
Fourth kaiju. By the time this drops, there'll probably be, probably about a week before it actually goes live.
Wow, that'd be the best small brewery brew ever.
What's that?
Kaiju Meister? That'd be an awesome beer, and there should be chunks in it.
It's a weird portmanteau of two languages sort of jammed together.
Welcome to the English language.
Kaiju Meister.
What do you have? I have two pints of Kaiju Meister.
Well, what is Jagermeister? Yeah. And can we make our own and then call it Kaiju Meister?
Sure.
Okay, we'll do that. Let me write that down.
I'm writing that down. You don't have to look at my notes, Mr. Trump. I've written it all down.
But yes, there'll be about a week until it goes live. If you're listening to this later, go check the store. So our fourth... backer designed.
Yeah, our backer designed monster should be released by Halloween.
That's right. So a nice shout out to Robert and Chris.
Yes,
for putting that one together.
Yeah, very generously provided the funds for it, and then the talent for some of the voice acting.
Some of the voice acting. And John Yakimo, artist extraordinaire on the project,
yes.
Modeled the mad scientist and right hand minion.
Yep.
On the two of them. So if you want to know what they look like, sort of like that, only not as cartoony and mad. So
possibly they're three-dimensional in real life.
Possibly. This is an interesting one because this is the first monster that actually kind of, can we give it away? Do you want to surprise people with it when they pick it up?
Could you, in a way that does not give away the surprise, could you tell me what you're talking about?
It's not just itself?
Oh, yeah. It's more than meets the eye. Lawsuit!
Do you know what I found out the other day? Is it Fox that does Transformers?
Yeah.
Their effects house, the company that created the effect, kept it, the transforming effect. The chuck, 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 chuck. Yeah. It's very proprietary. They're the only ones who can do
Much
it.
Much like the chin, 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 chin for $6 million man. I always refer to it as chin, 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 chin.
What was Knight Rider?
you nearly tempted me to say something rude. Weak.
Weak. And then the Mach 5 was chock, 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 chock. Anyways.
Oh, you're talking about that meow, meow thing.
Yeah, when it went to turbo or whatever. Oh, it had its own or jumped. Anyways. So
please go. Our lead programmer that was leaping for joy.
That's right. Go pick up Grey Goop. It is purchased DLC, but it's, you know, it's cheaper than a Starbucks coffee. Well worth it. There's a lot of kaiju-y goodness for a couple of bucks in there. Yeah,
for the ridiculously low price. If you're playing kaiju at all or want an excuse to start playing kaiju,
there you please, go.
Come on by.
But the other reason I wanted to talk Kerberos news here in a bit, because we might actually get interrupted in about 20 minutes' time.
Yes,
by the aforementioned John Yakumo and other artist extraordinaire Ken Lee.
Ken Lee and...
The never photographed.
Yes. The mysterious
only Kenley. Occasionally heard on tape.
Kenley. International man of mystery and possible hitman.
Actually,
those of you who played Fort Zombie saw a picture of his torso.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that was disgusting. Anyways, and the reason they're coming over is we posted a couple of pictures on social media. So those of you who follow that, and you should. Kerberos Productions on both Twitter.
I was discussing about a picture of him his torso standing there with the Happy Hitman poster.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were talking about he was modeled after the actual piece of
torso
that's in the game.
Wow, you're dark.
Okay, fine. That's right. The Happy Hitman, if you can find the movie poster.
That's right, yeah.
It's one of the few photographic records we have of the man.
And us desperately trying to call for help.
They're coming over to do a playtest round of?
Of what? What are you talking about? I have no idea.
No idea?
No idea what you're talking about.
Let me pause for a second and I'll tell you.
Ow, stop hitting me!
Yeah.
Stop hitting me! See, this is what happens all the time
here. All right, now that you've taken the wind out of the lead up.
New game! Here's a new game we're announcing! Oh my god, that's awful!
Was awful. Where's your awful high register?
I don't know. It's gone. I'm blaming the cold. But I was pretty weak on the last one, too. It might have disappeared
over
the
course of summer. You just need to go Broadway Danny Rose. New game. We're in a new game.
Hey, kid.
Hey.
Bring me some smokes.
New game.
Our afternoon will be spent in another playtesting session for The Pit, the board game.
Yeah. We've taken our sci-fi roguelike.
Everybody goes nuts.
We've taken our Pit roguelike. And yeah, we've
translated it to board game experience to spread the word and to give people another way of playing the game after the end of civilization when all power stops.
Yes, I want to put it on some sort of record. I'm putting on a record wherever I can. I've invented the term asymmetrical diversification. That's what we're doing.
That's good. Because we really should have gone done a podcast 10 years ago and say, like we were saying back then, that the traditional publisher model in gaming was dead.
Was dead.
And now we'd be geniuses.
Now we'd be geniuses. Well, we're just going to have to retroactively invent that. Well, yeah, it did make sense because we're diversifying. And people like Nokia, they went from rubber boots to phones. Not that diverse. You know, like diversification in business usually means picking up another business avenue. We're still making games.
Though the Kerberos artificial heart will be for sale in about a year.
That's right. The oh god. I was gonna try an improv a name for a Kerberos artificial heart.
No.
Oh, the Kerbo Turbo 3000. There we go.
Kerbo Turbo? Ba-dum. Right now it's the size of an ottoman and it sits on your back, but we're going to do some miniaturization.
Technically, it's more of a heart pumping machine outside your body. But
the important thing for the lagging coal industry is that it is steam powered. So,
100% Appalachian powered.
Was that racist?
No, the Appalachian Mountains is the number one coal production in the U.S.
I think you're being racist to coal miners.
Okay, to the Scotch-Irish descendants?
Yeah. Swedish coal miners?
Welsh. It's probably Welsh in there somewhere.
Bratislavian coal miners?
Bratislavian. Yeah, now who's being racist?
That may not be a reference to our Earth. I may be slipping.
Yeah, okay. But yeah, we're quite a ways along. The game is...
Hey, I'm third in line for the crown of Latveria, so keep that in mind.
Okay, I will. Your Majesty,
it's Victor, a Doombot, and me.
All right, perfect. No Christopher.
Look it up, people.
No Christoph.
That never happened.
We are basically at the balancing stage.
Yeah.
The mechanics are entirely in place. We're at probably 75 to 80% design.
Lord, people have done so many arts and crafts.
But you got a rubber stamp set, dude. Come on.
Rubber stamping is my life now.
We've been arts and crafting our prototype, which is actually the way most places do it anyways. But just to make it a little bit more, what would you call it here? Well, not so hodgepodge, like not handwriting on the back of cards. We got some rubber stamps.
He's now insulting all my work.
No, first go around, we used pencil on the back of the cards, and it wasn't ideal. So we got some rubber stamps going there.
We'll put out a couple pictures with this one.
Sure, we'll release a couple more to show off.
With this episode of Curb Stomping.
Yeah.
That actually has news for actual Curb Road stuff in it.
To which people then naturally ask, oh, when can we get it? Well, keep your ears to the ground on that one, because we're going to we're going to kickstart it.
We don't really know how long it will take to do this, because we never made a board game before. Help me!
So yeah, just keep an ear out. Basically, at this point, at some point within the first half of 2017, I think is safe to say that this is going.
Well, anybody out there who's actually made a board game and put it in production from a factory, feel free to call in right now and let us know.
Okay, let's wait for the phone.
Operators are standing by.
Operators are standing by. Any other Kerberos stuff? The rain has set in, so we just.
Yeah, monsoon season. We've hunkered down.
Tea season, as we call it at the office, has begun.
No, it's monsoons. There's nothing much else we can talk about. There have been leaked pieces of stuff here and there.
Yeah.
There will continue to be leaked pieces of stuff here and there to give you guys an idea of things we're investigating.
Yeah, and we'll keep talking more specifics here. As you head into Christmas, you kind of focus on the stuff that you have in front of you as a game company. So we'll be focusing on a Grey Goop, packaging up the pit for the sale season and all that sort of thing. But as we head into January and people come out of the post-Christmas, you know, buying rush and all that sort of thing, we will be upping the promotion talk, where we talk about what's going on and show people stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think people need to kind of be brought into loop in the sense that no one tells Stan, but we're appropriating the title House of Ideas. hopefully he's so rich he won't care about suing us.
The A-frame of ideas.
The A-frame of ideas. The what are those houses that they build in backyards now called?
The Laneway.
Laneway home?
Laneway house.
We're the Laneway house of ideas.
That's very Vancouver. We're the Vancouver special of ideas.
That's right.
Actually, you live this in a Vancouver.
I'm living in a Vancouver.
There we go, the Vancouver special of ideas.
Everybody else in the city's going, what are they talking about? Also, anybody in another city where they're building Laneway houses, please call in and let us know.
Calgary is. Calgary started.
I meant people in cities.
Oh, sure. Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
If you want to know what a Vancouver special is, Google it. It'll show up.
Possibly be nude pictures of me.
Short history. In socialist Canada, they created, by region, a whole bunch of free house designs so you don't have to pay.
My microphone's not working.
My mic is broken.
My mic is broken.
Chris took it to Kenya.
To Kenya.
And broke it and brought it back, and now it doesn't work. okay, so that's Kerberos news. Then we move into the world of gaming. Do you want to try?
Gaming news, stuff we're playing.
You're not going to do it?
You said gaming news! Oh. Gaming news! This is the part we talk about! News and games! It's getting good. It's still
practice. Maybe you're just out of practice.
I might have lost the way.
There we go.
I may need Jedi training again.
Less than 24 hours ago, our pals at United Front Games folded. That's the big industry news from where we're sitting.
And I don't think we mentioned the one before that either.
Well, no, it came after our last podcast. Yeah. So this comes basically a month since our friends at Roadhouse Interactive. So Roadhouse was Warhammer Mobile. They had the Iron Maiden mobile game. And they had some Red Bull mobile games and some other stuff in the works. So they were kind of a house of mobile. And then United Front, everybody will remember from Triad Wars, Sleeping Dogs. They got their start doing...
Little Big Thing is...
Mod Nation Racers was their first one, which was their kind of PlayStation wanted an answer to Mario Kart.
Right.
So they came up with Mod Nation Racers. Mod Nation Racers opened the door for them to get hooked up with Media Molecule. Is that the big, Little Big Planet guys?
I barely remember your name.
Thanks. It's Bob.
Bob.
I'm free. Donald. He doesn't remember my name. I will leave and never appear ever again.
He's from China.
They made Little Big Planet Karting, I think it was called, with all the what you'd expect from the Little Big Planet, and a few other games. And they were starting to they about a month ago on Steam released Smash and Grab, which was kind of a sandbox warriors build your own weapons, get into fights sort of thing. A little hard to describe,
but yeah, but nice and wide open.
Yeah, and they were getting some good press. A lot of people looking at it going, yeah, there's a lot of potential here, let's see how it goes. And then literally just out of the blue, they shuttered up, and sends a big ripples through the social media, that, you know, my local social media of gamer friends and all that.
Yeah, was, well, our big condolences to everybody who worked there, right?
Yeah.
Heading into deep fall is never the best time to be looking for work.
No, it's a really depressing time. The plus side, you know, we've been networking around, seeing if there's anybody that, you know, wants to come join our indie House of Ideas ethos. I know Capcom, local Capcom, has put the word out. There's a number of places that people can land before they have to start looking around to, like, Seattle or out east.
Yeah, everybody should get snapped up
eventually. Everybody will be okay. But it was a good pool of talent that won't go foul. But as you point out, everybody's supposed to be enjoying Halloween right now.
Yeah, that's what
it's a crap time when all of a sudden. Yeah.
Yeah. When the skies open up and rain for 4 days straight, it's not a time for uncertainty.
And not only that, but you look around and realize that an entire other company of similar size has a 1 month run head up to try and get spots ahead of you.
Right. Well, I think that's the clash between the old school and indie, right? Is that it's clear that the old model is broken.
Yeah. Right?
It's very hard. A large company. Oh, I hear approaching minions of gaming.
Come in!
People arriving. This is how people arrive.
Who is it? John who?
John the gifted artist. Anyways, as I was saying, the model's broken. I don't think that when we first entered the industry, it was all about bringing down the big publisher contract for enough loot to get you through the project and to get you through the dead spot to the next one.
Yeah.
Don't think that's working very well anymore.
No, change has got to come.
And indie is a lot less, I don't know. I guess we don't make as much as we would if we were working old school big publisher.
Because we operate at a much less rocky up and down sort of frequency.
We have to say
it doesn't shake us apart as easily, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah.
It's not ideal because, as you say, it's not like we're suddenly living fat. You'll have to wait to be king to be rich.
That's okay. After this election, I've got connections.
All right, John, here are the rules. You can either be shush, or if you're going to speak loud enough that the mics will pick you up. Because I refuse to move over there.
He's now nodding in a disinterested way while abusing pillows.
Other industry news, you and I went down last week to
Steam Days. Speaking of indie.
Yeah, I don't know if they intended to be every couple of years, but I went to the last one 2 years ago, and they were handing out Steam consoles.
Steam consoles, and this year they were handing out Steam controllers.
They're tiny little Steam controllers and the tiny little interfaces, are they called? They sort of interface you into Steam, but they're not really Steam consoles.
It was nice to see a whole thing that was basically dedicated to the indie market.
Yes. And PC VR. That was their other big push this year, was VR everywhere.
I will restrain my opinions about
VR. We've spoken about that.
Yeah. Really?
We've brought it up before, actually.
Really? Because I think there's a whole 2 hours worth of me saying mean things somewhere in my head about VR. We'll see. I could be just older.
There may be 2 hours of you saying mean things about VR, but we've said a very professional and level 5 minutes somewhere, I'm pretty much sure we have. But yeah, some good talks. I unfortunately had to come back, and since I was your ride, you had to come back.
Yes.
So we missed the day two with some of the other things. Sat in on some really interesting stuff, though. Yep. We went to the 101, which was kind of beyond us, but it was nice to listen to them talk about some of the feedback other teams loaded in, because I can compare and contrast our own experiences.
Phrase beyond us. That's not what you meant. We were beyond it.
Yes, that's what I meant to say.
Yes.
I was lost the entire time. I was so confused.
What he's trying to say is that it was an introductory lecture, which was really good and very interesting, but we're somewhat past the introductory point.
Yes, after 7 years of poking around in Steam, yeah. But like I said, people talking about their marketing experiences and all that, that's stuff I can always glean stuff from. And you and I briefly sat in on their streaming video
plans,
presentation, yep. which was both fascinating and baffling all at the same time.
I thought they were pitching a lot of interesting things. It had that same feeling as watching a movie where the two cops come across the body with two holes in its neck and no blood in its body, and no one makes a vampire joke.
Yeah.
So it's strange to watch a whole lecture on streaming video plans and not hear the word Netflix brought up.
Right? Exactly, yes. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying it has to be over, but you should at least say this is why we're better than, or
this is how we're different good. From. Yeah. And they did have a couple of good ones. The one that I really liked is that it lends itself really well to franchises.
Yes.
So, for example, the example they gave is that when Fury Road came out for streaming, they grabbed it. They had the rights for it. And the game came out, and they made arrangements with the studio across the board that everything would come out together, and you could buy it as a bundle. So you could go on Steam and get both the game and the movie all together as one. Not a bad way to do it. The question I have, what intrigued me, and you and I never got to talk about it, I was going to ask how interesting that would be with the thing we love to do, which is episodic. So get yourself an episodic game and an episodic series exclusive to Steam.
I'd like to see
You could let the two talk back and forth, basically.
It'd be nice to see it as also a home for all the making of videos people do in the production of games. Like, they make them for their Kickstarters and stuff. Like, look at us. This is us making a yak into a super character for our game.
Yeah, absolutely.
But those videos kind of just go off to the ether after the project's over.
Yeah.
Whereas if you could package all that stuff together with your game, that would be kind of cool.
The part that can... He led with the technical foot, which was probably not the best place to put it. He led with the... It wasn't technical enough for the technical people, and it was just boring technical for people like me who are like, I just assume you're going to feed out.
Chris Stewart is very, very critical. I thought it was a fine presentation. The man was very nice.
He was very nice. I don't know that he should have led with the technical thing, but that may just be producer V. What else? Other than become addicted to Cookie Clicker 2 with my son.
Let's talk about games. Games we play,
games we play.
Shows we watch. Shows we
watch. Hee-haw.
Hee-haw. What's the guy from It's a Wonderful Life? Hee-haw. What do they call? What's his name?
Oh, the lead?
George? Hee-haw George.
Hee-haw George. Yeah, lots going on.
I'd like to say Chris Stewart is the cloying... morally dubious blonde of my life if it was be mapped over to It's a Wonderful Life.
Who's that?
The one who keeps dressing rudely and going off to New York to do business with men and then asking George for a loan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't remember this.
They couldn't say easy women back then.
Gotcha. All right.
See, Mary's the nice one.
If you want me to be the guy that follows you around going, you know how different the world would be if you weren't alive? Let me tell you some stories. I'll happily take that job.
Yeah, except they're always better stories. It's depressing.
I would have had a nap today instead of driving over here. Let's just start there.
It's also a bit petty and less cosmic than it's worth.
It's second voice.
Second voice of a gifted artist.
Watch,
I'll wait till he gets to the top of the stairs and I'll tell him that we're podcasting and he'll cover his face and retreat as if we were filming.
Here we go. Don't forget to point the mic at him, though. Here we go.
Here he comes.
Come out of the stairs.
Hello, sir. Oh, he turned up.
Okay, good.
Ken, we're recording.
Ken, you're on a podcast.
Oh, no.
He's not running.
I'm not. I don't exist.
All right. Thinks we're kidding.
Since we recorded last, Luke Cage has come out.
That's... And it has been 18, 17 million times tons of amazing.
I'm only halfway through, so
I'm only three episodes through.
Friends of mine binge watched it in like the first day.
Yeah, I know, Mister. I haven't watched DC Legends.
Yes, that's yet. Right. I'm a day behind. We live in this glorious age where there's like five superhero shows a week.
I know. You and I talked about that, about potentially getting the Apple subscription to the entire.
But I guarantee half the app, half the audience just went, meh. They're not that good.
Yeah, I've heard of a couple people on my Facebook go, meh, it was a little disappointing.
How? Because they don't remember what the year 1985 was like.
Yeah, it was me sitting around, when are they going to do another Ghostbusters?
Yeah, here's the course. You want a 20-year arc?
It's okay.
Thunderbirds or go.
Yeah.
Then nothing for 10 years.
Right.
Then Wonder Woman.
Okay.
Then I'm talking about like big heroic stuff. Then nothing for 10 years. Then The Flash in about actually more like 13 years.
Original TV Flash.
Yeah. And then nothing till...
Smallville?
So that's almost 20. About 13 years of Smallville.
And there's the Dean Cain.
Yeah.
No, Superman,
yeah.
There's
Lois and Clark.
Thank you.
Yeah. Here's an idea, folks. Things were so desperate that Lois and Clark was a superhero show.
Think about it. They couldn't call it Superman. They had to call it Lois and Clark. In case somebody thought, oh, it's like Will and Grace.
No, they could have called it Superman, but they didn't think anybody would watch it.
$5 says that's how they pitched it. It's like Will and Grace, only instead of gay, he's an alien. Sold.
Except I think it predates Will and Grace.
Does it?
Yeah. I think it also predates homosexuality on television. Fine.
Will and Grace was pitched as, it's like Lois and Clark. He's not an alien. He's gay.
But his superpower is cliched homosexual talents.
That's right.
I thought it was an Explorer show.
Lois and Clark.
Dry times. And now we're living in this era of...
Golden age cornucopia of superhero.
When one ends, you can jump to the next one.
It's interesting, actually. You can kind of map the golden age of the actual beginning of the mythology, the comics, to this age of movies and TV shows. Right down to the meh reaction of people going, oh, these kind of fantasies rot the mind.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, no, screw it. We'll watch it.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's right. The same as with the comics. It's like, fine, don't read it. They're mine now.
Yeah, exactly.
What else was going on? Last time, Stranger Things was the big thing we were talking about, but now Luke Cage, Iron Fist will come out March of next year.
Yep.
So the big wait's on now.
Defenders, they're prepping Defenders press, which should be pretty cool. The stage shots from Justice League are pretty cool.
Yeah, I'll tell you the same thing I told John. You can either remain silent or just speak loud enough that the mic picks you up. Doctor Who?
Doctor Strange.
Yeah, there's Doctor Who, Ken. It's coming soon.
Ken would like to say how his love of all things Doctor Who. No, seriously, he's trying to say Doctor Strange.
Yes,
we are all lying in wait for that movie.
That's
not to be confused with Doctor Strange in the TV show of Gotham.
Or Strange Doctors, which is a completely different show.
The Discovery Channel show.
Yeah, Gotham. Actually, Hugo Strange. You call the one on Gotham Hugo Strange. That separates them, right? That was an excellent bit of casting. He was for a character that is so weird and so easily dangerously racist. They did an excellent job, right, of casting the perfect look.
Is that in season two or the new season?
Season two, towards the end.
So I can catch it on Netflix. Yep. All right.
Basically, this is a big Netflix ad, everybody. Hope you like it.
No, it's the way of the world.
That's right. Games.
Cookie Clicker 2. That's all I've been playing.
I haven't played. Oh, yeah. No, I played Twilight Struggle.
Twilight Struggle.
War game translation for the computer. I'm playing that a lot.
Steam introduced us to Stardew Valley. You've been.
Yeah.
How's that going? You're not a build a happy little world kind of guy.
I'm hoping eventually I'll be able to build gun turrets. So I'm like looking forward to that.
What was the crashed on a planet one you were playing?
There's a lot of crashed on a planet.
No, the one with the unspeakable horror locked away in a.
Oh yeah, that is a lovely game, and I can't. See, this is why I should never do this because I can never remember the names of everything.
What was it?
No, it's a cool. It's like. It was meant to be a Dwarf Fortress, but science fiction-y, and less meticulous.
Yeah.
Where all my survivors get wiped out every...
That's more your speed. One where it's like, plant the daffodils and then harvest them every week. You like the one where it's like, this guy's gone mad, that's why he's running around naked, but I built an axe.
That's right.
Now I'm going to go kill a wolf. That's your idea of a little...
That game is actually, the AI design for that game is real, and you will post the proper name in the notes for this episode,
sure,
because it does deserve a lot of recognition.
Actually, hang on, I'll insert it here.
The game Martin is thinking of is RimWorld by Ludion Studios. RimWorld. It's in early access on Steam.
I'll do the Mr.
Inserting
Black thing.
Inserting info, because Mechron's old. Inserting info.
Mr. Black.
That's right.
Anyways.
Yeah. No, the AI stuff was quite brilliant in a much more story-driven way. Like, Dwarf Fortress has a lot of stuff, right? Whereas this game concentrates more on a half dozen to a dozen people. And their intricate little AI behaviors are both charming and interesting and deeply frustrating.
Yeah,
because you know what you don't need when you're supervising a game is for something to... The wiring in your settlement to explode... The two people who are actually competent to die in the explosion and the two people left have a phobia against fighting fires. So they stand in their room and watch the whole building burn down.
So for anybody who's been frustrated by the random number generator of the pit, just know
karma
thinks
karma has struck.
Karma has struck Martin.
And I'm trying to figure out a way to make the pit too that frustrating.
Games. You introduced me to Wizard Battle,
which I had Wizard a lot Battle of fun with. And the sushi game.
The sushi game, Sushi Go.
Sushi Go, very quick, fast play. We've actually had a good run of getting some very fun, thanks mainly to...
to Tabletop?
To Tabletop.
And
Wesley Crusher.
So, without going too far off the rails, I'm moving, and I checked out the local comic shop there, and it sells games. He actually has a As Seen on Tabletop that he puts on all the games.
If anybody's not watching Tabletop who enjoys
totally
games
should.
At all, you should, right?
Martin's lost a lot of money.
I'd like to think the company has lost a lot of money.
You've invested a lot of money.
Let's just say Will Wheaton owes me about $2,000 at this point.
Right? You got Formula D off of that.
Formula D.
Which is real fun.
I like Formula D a lot. I have to come up with some campaign rules that I like so we can do like a race circuit.
Good job, Ace.
And other people arrived.
All right.
The dogs.
This is completely falling apart. This has gone off the rails. Did you learn about Machikoro on Tabletop? That was
No.
How did you find out about it then?
I looked at it in the store and thought it was cute.
Yeah. And it turned out to be a fun game.
Yes, Machikoro was a
cool. Again, going back to our trip to Seattle, you and I stopped and we picked up the Target exclusive Machikoro.
Yes.
Which is very nice.
Yeah, which is basically, ironically, contains the game mods of the things I wanted to do because the game was starting to get a bit iffy.
Oh, really?
With all the expansion cards.
I was kind of curious what made a difference. I still got to go get the base one, though, is what you're saying,
There's
right?
so many cards now that unless you split the deck up for eras, it gets really tedious and boring because you're getting cards that aren't very useful at the start.
Gotcha. All right.
But yeah, in a deck purchase... speaking of semi-deck purchasing games, Legendary... The Marvel Superhero card game.
That was fun.
Very fun.
Yeah, right? Who saved the day the last time we played? Who was it?
Okay, we all got together ahead of time and said that we would do badly until Chris Stewart could actually punch something after 2 hours of gameplay and then let him win.
I won the game resoundly,
it's
what I heard.
It's cooperative. This is it is like working with Donald Trump every day.
Yes.
He's the best superhero game player, totally.
Yes, the Avengers. Captain America and the Avengers won.
That's
the...
Right.
No,
Wolverine and the X-Men.
The funny part is, now speaking about it, I realize that we're kind of like, I don't know, what video games and PC games have we been playing? No, it's mostly been board games. Why is that? Right, we're making one. We're very board game centric.
Also, we stare at screens all day.
That's true. It's nice to break it all up. Kind of a lapse back to industry stuff. Some pals at, what company was it? Oh, the Relic guys. Some of the guys I know that were through the Homeworld Cataclysm days have kind of, they started working years ago at Relic now. There's the Child's Play charity stuff coming up.
Right.
And they're doing a 24-hour board game thing, too. I was going to look into it.
Yeah, we should look into that.
We should do something, too.
board game it up for 24 hours?
Sure.
Can you think of a board game go that lasts 24 hours?
I can make Bomb Squad last and reduce people to... Well, no. The game will last 2 hours. People's therapy will last 22 hours.
22 hours. All right. As long as we Twitch stream it, I guess that'll be fine.
Oh, God. We have to Twitch stream. Have you even played yet?
I don't think so.
Oh, my God.
What is it?
Bomb Squad? Bomb you haven't played Bomb Squad?
No.
The game where you have to team up... You've played Robo Rally, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, not
so the board complete game. Randomness board game movement-y stuff?
No, you have to program, in close to the same way, you have to program a bomb disposal robot.
Okay.
But you're not allowed to look at your own cards. Oh. You have to hold them outwards, and other people, you either do something, you either play a card to its programming run, or you tell someone else what's in their hand, right?
Wow.
Yeah, and there's a rule that you're not allowed to communicate other than that. And we kind of... We're like, oh, okay. So the first time we played it, we stuck to that rule.
Right.
And it was really fun. And then the second time we played it, we let that slip a bit. And we started chatting, like being a little more talky-talky.
Yeah.
And we all got angry and hurt. And we left the game in flames. And I realized, like, oh, the not talking rule isn't about challenge as much as it's about saving friendships.
All right. Maybe we should play that. That'd be good.
Yeah, it's amazingly, and it's scary.
All right, so we need a good space that we can hang around in for 24 hours, some sort of camera. We can do this.
Yeah, as long as pants optional.
I did mention the cameras, as long as you're comfortable with that.
I'm okay with that.
All right, so.
There's no way this can come up in my prime minister campaign 10 years from now.
All right, sure.
Or 20 after he's 70.
All right, I'll look into it. Television, movies? We haven't done a team movie in a while, so there's not really much to talk about there. What was the last movie you saw?
There was those, I've been going through like the good and the bad of Netflix for movies.
Right. I actually found it.
This is all deeply hindered by the fact that I cannot remember the title of anything.
Yeah, it is.
It's like, there's this movie. Oh, there you go. Westworld. Westworld.
You watch Westworld.
Watch the first episode of Westworld. Way more intellectual than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Caprica written by smart people.
There you go.
So
the whole idea is the birth of the AI consciousness.
Yeah, and the AI, well, or the simmering rebellion of it.
Okay.
As an AI major, I definitely find it satisfying.
All right.
I'm surprised it's getting good reviews everywhere, so I'm surprised that everybody is so happy about the intellectual level. Those are two hiccups.
I haven't seen it yet, so let's compare notes for next time.
Yeah, no, it's quite good. And we almost missed it because this is what was happening. America Ninja Warrior. American Warrior Ninja.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that is my vote for the show that should replace the Olympics every year.
You think so?
I think the Olympics are useless and corrupt, and the training regime is only viable for super rich countries who can pay someone to do nothing but practice jumping into the water to get that extra quarter second. Shaped off their time.
Right.
It is no longer about the citizen athlete that it was way back in the day.
Interesting.
Whereas American Ninja Warrior completely encapsulates that. The type of events negate much of the advantage you get from various performance-enhancing drugs or training.
Right.
The events are fairly random, so there's no way to spend a year practicing just them so you'll win, right?
All right.
It's one course for everybody, which I think sports needs to move into. So this year, Steffi Graf came in basically third-ish. And yeah, she ran the same course as everybody else, and she was super awesome.
Yes, and I loved it. I watched her runs. That was great. Isn't there like a tennis player or something called Steffi Graf?
I thought so too at one point.
It keeps confusing me every time I hear Steffi Graf, but...
But this one is Supergirl stunt woman, so...
There you go. Yeah, she did pretty good.
She did amazing, and like I said, it's the same course. And you're right, to be honest.
Yeah.
The number of finalists was like 30 dudes and 5 women.
Yeah.
Next year, it'll be 7, and the year after that, it'll be 10, right? I mean, these things have to start somewhere.
Yeah.
I am deeply, deeply against the segregation of sports. Also, I cannot believe that I live in a world where chess is still segregated. Come on, people.
Yeah, that one's horribly embarrassing. Come on.
Right? And could you have a more insecure dude rule there? So yeah.
All right.
Like I said, it's I think it should be the sporting event of the future.
That's the well, I guess that'll come back next summer. That sounds like I think they do it summertime, yeah. Don't they? It's their summer replacement stuff.
But watch the they'll post reruns of it and stuff.
All right. I don't
Oh, and the other thing I like about it is that Olympics I have to watch people run and then people being in tears disappointed over being the third fastest person on Earth. While being derided by the other athletes for screwing it up.
Uh-huh.
And instead watch Ninja Warrior, where literally the person whose time is the time to beat, who's ran the run fastest,
yeah,
is cheering the next person on like a maniac.
Yeah.
Trying to get them to win, right? Yeah. That's what I want to see in sporting events again.
Yeah.
I do not want to see second place is first loser. I'm tired of that crap, right?
Yeah. All right.
Ninja Warriors. Well, okay. It's a future.
We'll get on that.
Yes, right on it. Talk to the committee.
Okay, as a wrap-up, I've discovered where some of our Canadian arts funding has gone to. There's a...
Canadian Ninja Warrior.
Well, there's a movie. I'm not sure if it's on Netflix, but I got it on a... There's a horror Netflix coming out of the States called Shudder.
Right.
So I turned it on, and... They're smart enough to know that they do things by not by categories, but by packages. So since everything is technically horror on this date, you can't do categories. So they have their subcategories of Asian horror,
racist,
slasher, et cetera. And they have one called Northern Horror. And it's all Canadian titles. And they have one on there that was
Manitou.
It was made about 2 years ago.
Wendigo.
Oh, they need Manitou on there. Oh, my God. It was on there about two years ago. Okay, you ready?
Okay.
Old
guy and a dog.
No. Character.
Canadian Holy
character
crap, actor, my toes are cold.
Canadian character actor whose name I can't remember, but he's been all over
Michael
the place.
Ironside.
Da Vinci's Inquest dude, et cetera.
Oh, I know the dude.
You know the dude. Dave Foley.
Oh, my God, really?
Yeah, snuck him up hiding from his ex-wife, Dave Foley, come up. Canadian mid-level wrestlers.
Interesting.
Made up to
Tell me more.
Made up to be monsters. And then it's called Monster Brawl. The entire thing is they've brought the monsters of the world together to fight one another in the ring.
Oh, my gosh. Ah! That's hilarious.
I don't think I can enjoy it any other time of year. Like, if it's not October, don't watch it. Wait until next October. Once it's October, it's the awesomest thing ever. It's funny. You could tell how somebody was like, how can we get the most bang for our Canadian telefilm dollar? And it was like, we take over a warehouse, we build a graveyard, we put a ring in the middle... And we just have monsters fight.
Still say we should have done our House of the Dead movie.
Still gonna. We'll make that happen.
We'll make that happen.
Don't tell anybody about it.
That's right.
All right. Shall we get to some Borkane testing here?
Yeah, I think so. Our allies have arrived. It is time to plunge down into the cardboard pit. And we'll take a few more pictures for you guys to check out.
All right.
Take care. This is the end. This is the end where we say goodbye.
All right.
Wow, that's terrible. Just I've lost it.
I don't know. You gonna practice before next time?
I will. I will. No, he'll be just feeding the dogs.
Feeding the dogs. What? Next staff meeting. All right, Ken. Yes. What are you working on?
What are you working on?
John, you're next.
Where are the icons? Icon make it.
People play the game more. All right. See you next time, everybody, on Curb Stomp.
Bye.
Bye.